Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving, where we give you information and education on senior care topics. My name is Ryan McInniff. I am here with Janet, and we are going to be talking about something interesting. But first and more importantly, Janet, how are you today?
I am good. The sun is shining.
On the right side of the ground.
On the right side of the ground.
You know, that's always
living the dream.
You gotta say, our neighbor always said, no matter how hard you got it, Ryan, somebody's always got it harder.
That's exactly right.
Always got to remember that on the down days. Not that today's a down day. Yeah. But anyways, today we are talking about an article I saw on USA Today titled Doctors and Hospitals Sue Patients Who Post Negative Comments and Reviews on Social Media.
What up with that?
What's up? So that, but you know what, everybody's heard the term fake news, right?
Yeah.
God forbid that I tell USA Today, that is a bit of a misleading headline. And you've read this article, I've read this article, the headline is factually true. But when you start reading what some of these comments were about, you start realizing there was a little, maybe when you read through the whole article, you realize, well, maybe the doctors and the hospitals had a right to take litigation action. So, but your first immediate response is like, you know, we're in Boston, right? So right now in the here's even more news out of this news versus just this news in Boston. You have Partners Healthcare, the behemoth hospital owner, and then you have Leahy, who's trying to buy and merge with Beth Israel so that they can compete with
Partners.
It's what's going on in the healthcare industry in Boston is basically like what's going on in the entertainment industry with Netflix producing their own content, and now everybody's
Comcast trying to buy Fox.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's trying to buy production companies so they can compete with Amazon and Netflix, who can distribute and create their own content, while Comcast only distributes and Fox only creates. Well, now they're producing and creating. That's basically
there
what's going
go.
On in a smaller sense in Boston. Everybody's trying to. The conglomerates are getting bigger and bigger. So, anyways, this is all about. So the first few sentences is a retired Air Force colonel was agreed to pay a massive $100 settlement. Compared to what were once felony charges for emailing his former Cleveland Clinic surgeon articles the doctor found threatening and posting a list on Yelp of all the surgeries the urologist had scheduled at the same time as the one that left this individual incontinent and impotent a decade ago. So this guy feels that he had a botched surgery, it seems like, and he wanted to get revenge and to not only get revenge but to make others aware of
mm-hmm.
what occurred.
And make a little money on the side, perhaps, too.
Maybe make a little money on the side. This gentleman's 10-year crusade against the Cleveland Clinic and his urologist is unusual for its length and intensity, as is the extent to which the urologist was able to convince police and prosecutors to advocate on his behalf. So basically, this doctor managed to get litigation to realize that this guy was threatening him, and there was issues, and he was able to sue him, and obviously wasn't looking for money, because the settlement was only $100.
He just wants to make his life a living hell.
Yeah, he just wanted to get this over with, right?
Yep.
So, again, some other recent cases, the Cleveland physician, I'll leave him nameless, is suing a former patient for defamation for posting negative reviews on Yelp and on other sites about her nose job. Now, let me get that phone. All right, we shouldn't be disturbed again. A jazz singer used her own website and doctor rating sites to criticize a medical practice over a nasal tip surgery, laser treatment, and other procedures. Her doctors successfully sued for defamation, and they won $12 million that was later vacated on appeal. This woman claimed the court judgment forced her to sell a house and file bankruptcy. Additionally, a Michigan hospital sued an elderly patient's two daughters and a granddaughter recently over a Facebook post and for picketing in front of the hospital they said mistreated their grandmother and mother. And finally, those were all the examples. So there are like five or six examples. So granted, of the millions of people that get medical treatment every single year, probably millions that get medical treatment every single day in this country, you're dealing with five examples where people are suing their patients over what they've said online.
Yeah, it's a brave new world, you know, and I'm sure there are people that say, well, there's freedom of speech and freedom of the press and all of this. But at the same time, it seems like a them and us. There's the healthcare industry and then there's the person. But, you know, the doctors are not infallible. And there are some things that can't be fixed to the satisfaction of the person. And that should have all been spelled out. And when you sign on to have treatments done, too. So to turn around and sue them because it didn't work out, I'm a little surprised, actually, that they were doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I think with these types of situations, and I don't think that if somebody was spending 10 years of their life trying to make your life a living hell, mm-hmm. and posting negative comments and posting, I think that would be considered abnormal, or that would be considered...
That's like harassment and
harassment.
Threatening. Yeah.
I think you could understand where somebody would get to a point where they're like, listen, this person is gone well past the line of what's reasonable for complaints. There's obviously, you can always sue a doctor. I'm sure there are plenty of different boards that you can put complaints through and go through with things like that too. This isn't the first time.
Ads on TV all the time for lawyers that'll take your side.
But you know, at the same time, what I think this article is also talking about, and it goes through is that there's an attorney that says consumers need to know there can be consequences if they post factually incorrect information online. This lawyer has represented both consumers and businesses on cases involving online comments and added that consumers are allowed to offer opinions that do not address factual points. But he's saying what you need to do is make sure what you're saying is true. It has to be truthful. And so what's been going on is, and I know that this was recently happened, is that Yelp, I believe, in a lawsuit was like Supreme Court-ish style. It went up to maybe the Supreme Court, or maybe it went up to a state level federal judge, that it was determined that Yelp could not be held responsible for comments on their platform. Basically, if you go on there and you write something that's inflammatory or defamation or something horrible, Yelp can't be held legally responsible for that. Obviously, Yelp has their own terms of agreement and their own rules on how they handle these types of comments. But it has left, I think, a lot of businesses and doctors and these hospitals left saying, well, if we can't go to the source, which is Yelp, we'll go to each individual who's causing the harassment.
Yeah.
And in a day and age, and we've all been there where you're on your phone and you get bad service or you have a bad experience. It's like road rage, right? Somebody cuts you off and you flip somebody the bird, or you muddle something under your breath, or you yell at them. And then 5 seconds later, or even 5 minutes later, you realize how stupid it was and how you acting like a child only would further inflame a situation.
Yep.
It's so easy to post a negative comment nowadays.
And you put it online, you can't take it back.
And that's the thing, you can't take it back. It's archived on different websites. I mean, there was the MLB player that just got busted for saying racist things on Twitter when he was 18 years old. One of the jokes I've always made is like, now, granted, politically our president has gone past this line, but you're never going to have a president that hasn't said something stupid online before. Because there's going to be every kid that's 16 years old has a Twitter account, and they're going to say something's going to happen where it's going to be on record. Somebody's going to save that video, that audio file, that picture.
Yep.
And you know, when the little kid that just graduated high school in 30 years becomes our next president of the United States, there is going to be so much video on that kid doing dumb things online that you're going to have a lot bigger of a be able to swallow a little bit bigger of a pill when it comes to the morals of your president. Not that we haven't already, but but my point being is that, you know, this is the internet. Like, this is what's going to happen.
And they talk about, you know, people when they're applying for jobs, they need to keep in mind that if they put some stupid stuff out there, the employer may be out there seeing what you may have put out there. So, you know, you do need to be careful with those things. And, you know, as far as most newspaper agencies and things like that, they have a medical correspondent or a medical reporter. And the reason they do that is, to the point you made a few minutes ago, you have to be careful that you have the right information, you know, because you can, you know, say that, oh, this doctor totally botched this. Well, maybe they didn't. Or maybe something bad happened, but it wasn't because of what the doctor did.
Yeah.
It could have been because of something else. And doctors carry huge amounts of malpractice insurance just because of this.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's a big reason why prices are where prices are. I mean, that's a portion of why the healthcare system costs so much, is because when a doctor makes a mistake, and inevitably every human being makes a mistake, it's just a matter of how bad it is or how bad it isn't.
The consequences, yeah.
I mean, you're talking generally millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's one of the reasons why Minutewomen used to do childcare, and we don't do childcare anymore, because the amount of insurance that you would need if a mistake was ever made when it comes to a young baby, I couldn't imagine what that insurance would cost on a year-to-year basis.
Yeah, well, there was a hospital in the Boston area years ago that the surgeon was, I guess you'd have to, I'm loosely calling him a whack job, but his decision was to leave the operating room to go to take care of a financial matter while the patient is open on the table. And that was like a huge thing. And what saved them in that case was nobody covered up for the guy. They all went and did the process they're supposed to, but there was a big lawsuit and there was everything else. And, you know, there were everybody that was in that OR was, you were part of that. Well, because you were in the room doesn't mean you caused
the
mistake.
There's a hierarchy when it comes to...
There's a hierarchy. And you don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And when you see the articles in the newspaper, chances are they've talked to people and made sure they got their story straight before they put it out there, because you can ruin someone's career.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just one of those things where I've been, you know, everybody's been upset at service that they've gotten or things like that. And, you know, you want to post a review online, or you want to retaliate and make people aware. But at the same time, I think a lot of people out there don't just pull the trigger nonchalantly. These are people's businesses. These are people's livelihoods.
That's right.
You're affecting. It's not just giving Minutewomen a negative review that causes me to do a bad thing. Sorry about that. It's not just me that it affects, but it's the employees that I have that it affects. It can be dozens and dozens of people.
You call the network company. You don't say, oh, I talked to this woman, Mary, who was really rude. You say, oh, Comcast stinks or Verizon stinks or whatever. And the whole thing gets a bad reputation.
Sure.
Because of one person.
So, I mean, it's just, it was just eye-opening to me. Not that you can't leave reviews online. Reviews are good. They're important. And obviously, we're always thrilled when we get 5-star reviews from customers or 4-star reviews that they're happy with our services and things like that. But the point being is that, you know, think before you just type something out and press enter, because it affects a lot of businesses. It affects a lot of people positively and negatively.
Yep.
And you know, clearly, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if Partners Healthcare decides to sue you, you might as well have the federal government trying to sue you. You're not going to be able to. By the time that, you know, the time that you're able to fight it, you're probably in debt up to your eyeballs anyway, just paying to fight the lawsuit, let alone if a judgment comes down in their favor and you have to pay even more money on it. So you're probably going to go bankrupt. Now, again, it's the likelihood that it's going to happen to you. Okay, is it high likelihood? Not really, but clearly, there are people that have taken it too far, that have said things that are over the line, and these doctors and these hospitals are fighting back because people read these reviews. It affects people's livelihoods. It affects how things are going. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, in this world, as human beings, we're talking about it, you know, human nature. you're motivated to leave a negative review so much more than you are to leave a positive review. It takes for every one negative review you get, you need to have 100 customers to leave you a positive review.
We tell the staff all the time, if you do something great, the client tells 5 people. If you do something they don't like, they tell 15.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the rule of thumb.
Absolutely.
And I think the bottom line is reviews are not the place for revenge.
Yeah, you know, it's a place. And listen, if somebody does a poor job, like I went to a restaurant and the food was very good, and I found out that I was being charged per iced tea. Now, was it the end of the world that I had to pay an extra $8 or $9 for the iced tea? No, but it did irk me. It was like, huh, like, wouldn't have you let me know? And then I talked to the manager. Sodas were all-inclusive, or all, you know, free refills, as was coffee. So what made iced tea? Well, I left a review. Did I trash them to the point where I was like, don't ever come back here again? This is the worst place in the world. No, you know, it was a little, the food was very good, the service was great, but just to give you a heads up, don't order any more than one iced tea if you're expecting that to be, now, you know, so businesses deserve your reviews, yeah, without a doubt, and they should be truthful without a doubt, and your experience is important. But I also think that, you know, think about that, and because there are clearly negative consequences that are coming from it when it comes to, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I think these hospitals are taking issue with it, and these doctors are taking issue with it because they're worried about what having a negative review online will do to their overall business.
Absolutely, and you've got, it's extremely competitive, not to mention you have all kinds of auditors out there, and they're looking for things that might, you know, raise a flag somewhere. So it's a very, very delicate
situation.
Reputation.
Yeah,
it's
very concerning, because the other thing that, like, to put it into an example, if we will, like, one of the issues that we have with some news articles that I've read in the past, and every newspaper has been to blame with this in some way, shape, or form, is, and then, like, again, you know, this headline was a little misleading, that, like, doctors and hospitals sue patients who post negative comments on social media. Well, yeah, that's a true headline, but the guy was doing it for 10 years. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, yeah, put it a little bit into perspective, right? So sometimes the important part of the story could be buried down past that paragraph or the second paragraph. My point being is that a lot of people just read the headline, they read, mm-hmm, the first paragraph or two, and then they go, I've gotten all the information, and maybe they haven't. And the point being, and I think these doctors and hospitals are concerned about, is that people don't click and read through every single review.
Exactly.
About what they just say, oh, you know, Minute Women has 2 stars. Well, they must be terrible. Well, maybe only one person left 1 star. You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's based on 1 review.
Yep.
Maybe it's based on 500. Well, that's a big difference on what the average rating is. So I think that there's that concern where the Googles, the Yelps, and the Facebooks of the world have a lot of control over who gets business and who doesn't. And these reviews are a big, important aspect of that.
Yeah, I mean, some people get their journalistic information at the checkout counter in the supermarket. And what you see on the cover of those newspapers, you know, the story is actually not what you see is splashed on
that
front page, you know. And it is important that if someone has an issue or they feel that they haven't been treated right, to certainly follow up on it. You are the customer. You shouldn't feel like a victim. But the going online and just trashing somebody is not the way to do it.
Well, it was funny. A friend of mine made a very good point when, you know how, you know, when the election thing happened,
mm-hmm,
and the election thing, like, everybody with Russia using Facebook to spread fake news and basically fraudulent information online. Supposedly, right? No, supposedly. With Russia doing that, one of my friends said, I think we're not boiling it down to if you're getting your news from Facebook, that's the problem, right?
Like, there you go.
You know, that was a good point. Like, maybe you need to reconsider where you're getting your information from if Facebook is your number one news source for everyday information.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's one of those things, but those platforms have become very popular, and mm-hmm, they hold a lot of power. And I think that's why doctors and hospitals are fighting back a little bit on some of the more extreme cases that,
yep,
they're experiencing.
And I think it's like the kids playing a game of telephone. You know, somebody has an experience, they tell somebody else, and then the story that comes out is not anywhere near what really happened.
Yeah.
But comes across as ice. I read it online. It must be true.
Now, listen, this guy, he claims that he's incontinent and impotent. And a decade ago, I have no idea. I have no clue. But it could have very well been the doctor's fault. And maybe the guy could be 100% right. I have no idea. But yeah.
It could have been something that there was a high chance this was going to happen anyway, but it was worth a shot to try and fix it.
Yeah, took the shot. Hey, you have brain cancer. There's a 90% chance you're going to die in the surgery, but there's a 100% chance you're going to die if you don't take the surgery. So
you
got a 10% shot. Well, you know, you can't get mad when things go wrong. But it just, the headline stood out to me as something that was worthwhile talking about, because it may not affect all of us every day, but we were talking about technology earlier, on how technology is coming into more healthcare and certainly more seniors and things like that. And I think this is going to continue becoming an ongoing problem where businesses fight back and doctors fight back, saying, whoa, 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 this isn't right. This isn't fair. I got to tell my side of the story now. And there's no real way to do that other than in the courtroom.
There you go.
So anyways, Janet, thank you for your input on this, and thank you all for listening and whatever feedback you might have. If you wouldn't mind subscribing, sharing, rating, whatever, give us 5 stars. God forbid, don't give us 1 star, or we are going to find you and we are going
to sue
you.
That's right. We'll complain.
That is what we are going to do. No, in all seriousness, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. And we will catch you on the next one. Have a good day. You've been served.